Kechav, we're going to learn something remarkable. The whole sugya is remarkable. We're not going to go into mefarshim, chassidus, pnimius, just to try to understand, to read the words, to see the pshat and what Chazal is saying about what's happening now. And it's not typical of the shiurim of the past. It really doesn't require analysis. It's just a little bit to understand the Metzius and to see what Chazal were talking about. By now you probably have heard that Erev Shabbos, that the Yishmaelim killed 100 people or so.
129.
How many?
129.
129 people.
And it was belonged to Jewish guy, the place.
In Paris. So I don't know if Jews were killed. I don't know. I hope not. I don't know anything about that. Besides the 129. And also Erev Shabbos, there was Chevron, there was a Yishmaeli that killed a father and his son. The father was supposed to be making a wedding for his daughter this coming Tuesday. So the bride's father and brother were killed. That the world doesn't care at all about Paris. Maybe a little bit. We'll see what happens. Most likely nothing will happen. But this Mageifa is exactly what we're learning about. We're going to learn together a piece from Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. I don't know if we'll finish tonight. We should be able to. And I'm going to just explain it. I'm going to just explain the matzav that we're in right now. So you all have, I hope, or if you're sharing, if you don't have that, you're sharing with somebody, the page that says on the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. This is a very old medrash, goes back to Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. And I don't think there'll be time to explain each part of it, but we'll try to do whatever we can. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Chamisha Asa Dvarim Asidin Bnei Yishmol Lasas Ba'aretz Ba'achris Hayama. First of all, it's interesting that these are Torahs from Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yishmol. That's Yishmol in Kedusha. Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yishmol Omer, you don't find too many people naming their kids Yishmol. Rabbi Yishmol Omer, Chamisha Asa Dvarim Asidin Bnei Yishmol Lasas Ba'aretz Ba'achris Hayom. Rabbi Shmuel taught that there are going to be 15 things that the Bnei Yishmael are going to do, are going to bring about. Ba'aretz, Ba'achris Hayom, at the end of days. That's where we are now. So I'm going to read it very quickly and just translate the English, and then I'll come back and go over some of them, depending on how much time we have. The Elohim. These are the 15 things that are going to be going on when Yishmael, with Yishmael and Eretz Yisrael, Echlal, the world, at the end of time. Yimadadu es ha'aretz b'chavalim. They are going to measure the land with ropes. That was the common way of measuring things, of course, in ancient times, with ropes. They're going to measure the land with ropes. I'm not explaining it now. We'll go over it afterwards. V'yasu beis hakvaras limirbat son ashposos. They're going to change cemeteries into a place where they bring their animals to make garbage. V'yamadu behem umehem al reishe aharim v'yar b'hasheker. V'yamadu behem umehem. Again, it comes back to this inyan of measuring land on the top, on mountaintops, v'yar b'hasheker, and they're going to increase sheker, falsehood. V'tigash emes, the correct Yisa, there are many mistakes that we have in our printing. It's v'tigoresh emes, there are those that say that it's v'yigones emes. That means that they will increase falsehood, lying, and all truth. And all truth will be hidden, will disappear, or will be removed by the Yishmaelim from the land. Now, why does it have to say both? Why is it necessary to say that Yara B'Sheker and also Yigonez or Tigoresh Ha'emes? We'll see. V'yirchak chok miYisrael, v'yarbu avoynes biYisrael, and they will distance law miYisrael, chok, laws, v'yarbu avoynes biYisrael, and they're going to cause more sinning among Jews. Then, very mysterious things, shni talas kitzemer, that the material of the shni talas that died, the dye from the worm, very fine material, will be worth the same, will be kitzemer. Semer is wool, but it's raw wool. Unprocessed wool. V'yikomel ha'niyah v'ha'kolmus. V'yikomel is a very rarely used Hebrew word. It means when something is dried up and ruined, withered. It's a way of saying paper will be worthless. V'ha'kolmus and the pen. Paper and the pen will be made worthless by the Ishmael. The apostle of Yifsal Sela Malchus, and the coin, the currency of the government, will become puzzle, useless. The Yivnu Es Ha'arim, now it sounds like there's some good stuff they're going to do. The Yivnu Es Ha'arim Acharavos, they're going to build destroyed cities. V'yifnu hadrachim, and pave roads. V'yitu ganois upardesim, and they're going to plant gardens and orchards. V'yigdru protzois, pirzois, chaymois besamikdash, they're going to repair breaches, holes in the walls of the besamikdash. V'yivnu binyan v'heichel, and they're going to build a building in the area of the heichel. V'shnei achim yamdu aleihem, and they will be led by two brothers, maybe the Muslim Brotherhood. They're going to be led by brothers who will stand and lead them. Nesiim pesoif u'v'yimeyim yamay tzemach David, and Rabbi Yishmael tells us you will see these signs. These signs will be fulfilled. And then you can wait, and you will see that Yamut Samach ben David, that Mashiach is going to arise. Shnemar, v'yameyon di malkaya inun yokim, elishmaya, malka di almen, loytis chabu. That the malchus of Shemaim, of David Melech, will be established, and it will be forever. V'od hay Rabbi Yishmael oimer, sholosh milchomez shel mehuma. And Rabbi Shmuel would also taught that there are going to be three wars of great confusion. Muhuma, upheaval. Muhuma. I see the Bnei Yishmael asas baras, that the Bnei Yishmael are going to instigate. Ba'achris hayamim, at the end of time. Shnema bnei charobas god vein charobas el melchomas echad. Echad biyar be'er shenema, bnei cher brings different psukim. Echad, one's going to be in the forest, one's going to be in the sea. Shenema, bnei kesh es druchav. Echad, b'kra goldel sheberomi, and one is going to be a great war that's going to take place in Rome. Shu kaved mishneim, which is going to be more serious. There'll be more casualties than the other two wars. Shem nei kaved milchama, means psukim. U'misham ben David yitzmach. And then, after that war between the Ishmaelim and Rome, between the East and the West, Misham ben David Yitzmach, from there, ben David Mashiach will come forth. The year of Avdan shall oivde kachov mazolos, and he will see, he will bring about the end of all idol worshippers, of all of our enemies. Misham Yovel Eretz Yisrael, and from there, Mashiach will then go to Eretz Yisrael. Shnemar, Mizeh bo me'edom, chamutz begodim mibatzra, zahodur b'levusha, tzor b'rav koichai, ani medaber b'tzedek rav lo'ishia. Who was the one who was going to come from the West and come to Eretz Yisrael. Mashiach Zekeinu's Ani Medaber B'Tzedek Rav Lo Hishia, and the Yeshua was going to come in the Hashem at that time. Let's go through now. Let's try to go through this piece by piece. On a very, very, again, very simple, just to talk about Pshat. Talk about the Pshat. The first is business of measuring Yimadadu es ha'aretz v'chavolim. Really, Rabbi Yishmael says this twice. He says this twice. Measuring v'chavolim, and then again he says, Umadadu behenu mehen ha'arayshi ha'arim of the mountaintops. The simple pshat in this is that every single centimeter of land in Eretz Yisrael is going to be measured. It's going to be measured by the Yishmaelim, and they are going to fight over every single centimeter of Eretz Yisrael. Any single drop of land that is found in the possession of Jews is enough to cause the Yishmaelim to kill, to fight. So Yamodu Ha'aretz B'Chavolim is an expression from Chazal Rabbi Yishmael that they are going to be very, very medakteg with measuring the land. So the confrontation that's going to be at the end of time that's taking place now over every inch of Eretz Yisrael is what this is referring to, that's going to be at the end of time. What Rabbi Yishmael adds, that it's going to take place on the mountaintops, it simply means perhaps that this need to demonstrate, to prove that they have bailus, that they have ownership of the land, that Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, belongs to them, is so vital to their existence that they are prepared to go to the mountaintops, meaning that they are prepared to endanger their lives, to give up their lives. The expression Roshei Ahorim is found many times as a place where one goes that is dangerous to the mountaintop, that the Arabs are prepared, not only prepared, but they endanger their lives. Even those amongst them who would rather not be involved in any war, but they are prepared for this measurement of the land. They are prepared to go to the mountaintops and to endanger their lives in order to prove that they have bailus, that they have ownership of the land. Then, I don't think it's necessary to explain, Yasu Beis HaKvaris, the Mirbat Tzoyin Ashposos, that they will take the cemeteries and make them into places where they take their animals to make waste in those places. There's an ongoing milchama that's taking place on the Har HaZeisim, I'm sure that you all know, which for us, in all of Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaChaim, that particular cemetery, by Har HaZeisim, is the most important to us in all of Eretz Yisrael. And in that place which overlooks the Har HaBayis, where we have a Kabbalah, that Mashiach Zekeinu is coming from there, from that direction, that Elyonovi is going to come to bring Mashiach Zekeinu from that place, that Davke, in that place which they claim as holy, and they believe in the holiness of that place, the Matzevus, Jewish graves, are every single day are being destroyed, are being desecrated. All the years in between, until we came back in 1967, they would bring their animals there to graze. I'm saying that in a nice way, to make filth davka over there. And they still have an obsession with trying to bring their animals to Har HaZeisim. This is something that still is going on, that they bring their animals to go to the bathroom on Har HaZeisim. And they themselves, Am HaDoyim Alechamer, they themselves go to the bathroom on Har HaZeisim. That's a popular pastime among the Yishmaelim. Those who are involved with this Milchama on Har HaZeisim are familiar with what's going on. V'yarba ha-sheker, v'yigarish, or yiganes ha-emes. Is it necessary to be marach? I think that everybody here all of us shake our heads in great wonderment how it's possible for people to live in such lies. The shkarm, nechazovim, the dimyonis of the Yishmaelim, the things that they make up. Akedah Yitzhak was really Yishmael, went up for the Akedah. And the fiction surrounding the Makarmis HaKadoshim, I mentioned already last week and 2 weeks ago, now they came out with news that Adam and Chava built the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And this was in around 2 weeks ago. The shkarim and the chazavim, the lies that nobody else in the world gets away with such things. The lies, the outright lies. And the whole world, the pella is that the whole world seems to take it seriously. Seems to take the shkarim and chazavim. I have to give examples. It's one after the other. It's non-stop. Shkarim and chazavim, lies. Fabrications, mamish from thin air. So when it says V'yarba Hashaker, Rabbi Yishmael said, he says two things, V'yarba Hashaker and V'yigarish Ha'emes. You know, the Rambam, I'll explain in a minute why do we have both of those. But the Rambam says, the Rambam writes in his letter, V'anachnu ba'od, you don't have it on the page, but the Rambam writes, V'anachnu ba'odenu sovlim shibudam. The Rambam says, he wrote this while living amongst them. The Rambam writes, "V'anachnu ba'odenu sovlim shibudam." We are suffering from their shibud, from their enslavement. V'chozveyam v'shikrusam, and their fabrications and their lies. L'malam yicholteinu, l'malam yicholteinu, beyond what we can bear. Ein biyicholus adam koach lizbal. The Rambam writes, a human being can't bear their lies. Their lies, the shkarim, the chazav of the Yishmael. V'hi k'moy shomer David HaMelech alav shalom. And the Rambam writes that David HaMelech already said this a long time ago in Perek Lamed Ches, in Kapitel Lamed Ches. V'ani k'cheresh lo eshma. David HaMelech said, ani k'cheresh. That's how we feel. I have to make myself, David HaMelech says, like somebody who's deaf. I can't listen to this anymore. V'ani k'cheresh loy eshma. K'cheresh loy eshma. The shkarim. The European Union. It was also Kreiset Tzadikim. The European Union, now they wanted there should be
a label.
You heard about this?
Yes.
That products that are coming should be labeled.
They're saying for statistics only.
Uh-huh. For statistics only, right. So in my good father, my father said, and the next yellow thing is that we're going to put on yellow stars. Okay. And now what's happening is that now Germany, who the lady there, she's a little bit of a balaseichel, she is allowing now hundreds of thousands she's going to allow into Germany. Now it's going to happen. They're opening up for the Yishmaelim. The Yishmaelim are coming into France. Now they're going into Germany. And they're opening up their doors for them. And now they want that anything that's Jewish has to have a label. Anything that's Jewish has to have a label. All of this comes from the world, the European Union. These are very, very sophisticated people. They appreciate the art and music. They go to museums. There needs to be a label on all products, on all Israeli products, which means Jewish, doesn't mean Israeli, on all Jewish things. All of this comes from the Western world buying into the shkarm and the kazavim, the lies, the fabrications, the sheker, the dimyanis, the delusions of the Yishmaelim. So the Rambam says, David HaMelech said, V'ani k'cheresh le'eshma. I have to make myself like a deaf person. I can't listen to that. I can't listen to their shkarm. Like a mute. Don't you feel that way? That you want to start to say something, but how could you even answer these? It's narishkeit with the lies. So like you become like a deaf person, you can't open your mouth. It's so outrageous that you can't even open your mouth. And the Rambam writes, K'moy shehechi chunu rabbeinu. He says, Chazal already foretold that at the end of time, the Rambam wrote this in the letter to Taiman, that what? That at the end of time, Chazal foretold that at the end of time, we're going to have to losses kozvei Yishmael v'shikro. We're going to have to bear and to tolerate the lies and the deceptions of Yishmael. Lishtok mimenu, and we're not even going to be able to answer. We're not going to be able to respond to answer. V'somchu zel haposuk, and where did Chazal see this? Where do they see this? In what pasuk? V'somchu zel haposuk shekosuv b'shem bonav, where it says in the pasuk, u'mishma in Bereishis Chafei, Bereishis now, u'mishma v'duma u'masa, the families of Yishmael. From Yishmael there comes, these are names from Yishmael, u'mishma v'duma u'masa. They're interesting names. Simu Leif. Chazal learned, these are names of Yishmaelim. Mishma, Duma, and Masa. Chazal said, Shma. We're going to have to hear them. Dom means what? We'll be silent. We're not going to be able to answer. Visa. Sa means we're going to have to bear these lies. We're going to have to carry, schlep these lies. Those are the names Mishma, Viduma, Umasa. And the Rambam says that David HaMelech already foretold that this is what's going to happen. And Chazal saw this in the Pasuk of the families of Yishmael. Mishma, Duma, Umasa. We're going to have to hear their lies and we're going to be silenced. The world is not going to give us a chance to even speak. Visa, and we're going to have to bear these lies. Kilu, it's true. Kilu, they're true. So there are millions of civilized and uncivilized people in the world who think that Jews were the ones who brought down the World Trade Center. In the Arab world, that's already 100% clear that was a Zionist conspiracy. Jews were the ones who brought it down. Baharai, because there were Jews that didn't die, because they went to Slichas. So there were some Jews that didn't die. And the other things that there's not kedai to waste time to go over the nonsense, the shkorm, the chazovim. But the Rambam says that it's unbearable, the shkorm and the chazovim, to hear and to carry and in silence that we have to hear these things. Now, why does it say yarba hashaker v'yigarish ha'emes? Yarba hashaker, they're going to increase falsehood. What's v'yigarish ha'emes? Because everybody knows Rashi brings in Bamidbar from Chazal that every sheker, kol sheker, kol dvar sheker, shein oimrim boi, ktsas emes b'tchilosai, emes kayim b'soifa. That means, the way lies normally work, Chazal say, a regular, typical lie, is that it must have some emes b'tchilosai. In order for it to have a kiyim, because the world can only exist on truth. U'dvaracham alkeinu emes v'kayim la'ad. Therefore, even a sheker has to have some kind of truth at the beginning, but chilasai. It has to be based on something in reality. That's normally how sheker works. Otherwise, nobody buys it. It's not part of the metzias. Total sheker doesn't have a place in metzias. There has to be some emes, because if there's no emes, it can't have a kiyum. How could it be if there's no emes? Ashleishes Ram Harilam Armaid. It can't exist without emes. There was a chiddush by Yishmael. That by Yishmael we see such a thing, that Yishmael, that they're able to say shkarm, even Goebbels Yimach Shemoy, the chief propagandist of the Nazis Yimach Shemoy, he was a goyin, he was a genius at taking certain nekudas, little points, and then from those little points, where there was something there, he would build up the shterm, all of his lives. The Yishmaelim are mechadish something in the world, pure, unadulterated sheker. Like the example that I gave, that Adam Chava made the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and then all of the imams are saying that over in shul in their places on Friday, they're saying over all of the shkarm, and all of them full kairim mishdachim, and that's it. Emes mekayim laad. Every single sheker. Who's President Obama's Rebbe, Rabbi Isaac? His Rebbe. They tried to cover that up after the election when it came out, during the election, The Eshtemol, the first mistake. They tried to cover it up like it was nothing. And he said, even though he's mamish a chassid of his, but they tried. Then he said, no, I didn't stay there long, and I, a little bit. He was there for 12, 13 years, not just somebody that stopped by a little bit in Minchamar, you understand? He was a regular. Who was his Rebbe? I don't know if he's the Masada Gush, but his Rebbe is a Fabisna anti-Semite, and the President of the United States sat through probably hundreds of his drushes, that are fiery drushes, that are anti-Semitic drushes, the President of the United States, and afterwards all of America, when he said, I didn't do it. They said, no. He said, no. That was it. The whole thing was finished. And he got elected. He said, did you do it? He said, I didn't do it. No. That was it. It was over. It was finished.
But it's the same here with Clinton and everything.
Look, it's not the same with Clinton. It's not. There's something else. It's different. It's not the same thing. It's different. So there's a chiddush by Yishmael. Yarba hasheker v'yigarish ha'emes. It says two things. The chiddush is that normally sheker has to have something to stand on. It seems that Rabbi Yishmael said at the end of time the Yishmaelim are going to be mechadish a new metzias in the world. They're going to bring down that there's a possibility not only yarba sheker v'yigarish ha'emes. Yigarish ha'emes, that all truth, it's not necessary to be any truth at all in anything that's being said. Yigarish ha'emes, or yiganes ha'emes. Most hold that the Gears is yiganes ha'emes. I looked in a few places. First, I'll tell you an interesting thing. I have a picket of Lozen. My picket of Lozen at home. I have one that I got. It said on the inside when I got it. I bought it. It was in 1978. Right. It's a picket of Lozen, an old print of picket of Lozen that I used when I was in yeshiva, and. Now, I was looking for this because I couldn't remember where I saw it brought down, that in Perek Chof Tes of Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Yishmael was said things about the Yishmaelim at the end of time. And I took my Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, and I'm looking at my Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, and I went through the whole thing. Not just, I looked at Chof Tes because I remember that it was in Chof Tes. Okay, but I'm forgetting a lot lately. And I looked through Chof Tes and Lamed, and then I started going through the whole thing. It took me... It's not a very big sefer, but it took me around an hour. I went through the whole sefer, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, from beginning to end. And I went through, you see, it's written according to the order of the parashiyos, the inyanim. So I went through the whole inyan of Hagar and Yishmael, which is that what I remember. I remember that it was there. Listen, I couldn't find Pirkei Elazar, and I was going crazy. And I said to my wife that I don't know, maybe I made a mistake, maybe that's not what it is. Maybe it's not Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, maybe it's Tod Galio. I thought it was Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. So my wife on the computer looked up Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, and I said, I remember that it was Chof Tes Lamed. She puts in Chof Tes, not Chof Tes, and this isn't Perek Lamed. So I said, you know, an Adam is Vecheska Suma, a Mamish. I don't know what's wrong with me. I went over like 10 times Chof Tes and Lamed. I don't know what happened to me. But sometimes, you know, you can't see until Hashem opens your eyes. So then I opened my Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and the old edition that I have. I opened it up and it doesn't have it. It's censored. Apparently the one on the computer, the one on the computer is a very, very old one. It's very old. And it has the whole, it was taken out from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. It's not found in my Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. It's not there. It's in Perek Lamed. It's not there. Out. Arois. It was taken out by this answer. This piece that we're learning now. It's not found in the regular print. Maybe the new, I don't know if there's a new one that came out. I didn't see any new ones. We have one? I don't know. I can't see from here what it is. But it depends what printing. I don't know if it's been printed lately. My edition at home does not have it. It's in Perek Lamed. Take a look to see if it's in Perek Lamed. I don't know if it's a new printing. If it's a new printing, Mr. Amr will be there. The one that I have was printed like in 19... The printing was like 1965 or 60, something like that. I would have photostated from here. It's so much nicer than if it's in here. I would have photostated it from here. See, this is all about Hagar and Yishmael and the Be'er Hamayim. Yeah, here they have it. Here it's printed. But in my there's a new one. But in my edition at home, it didn't have it. So this is the inyan of Yarba Hashaker v'yaganes ha'emes. Here it says the nusach v'sigais ha'emes, which means it will be completely withheld. Truth will be pushed away. Will be withheld. So this is a chiddush. The chiddush is sheker tahor. It's a new thing. Sheker tahor. Pure sheker. Pure sheker. And the whole world is fakishiv. Like the whole world says, it's emes. It's emes. So this inyan of gnizas ha'emes is a chiddush of our times. V'yirchak chok mi Yisrael. The Tarba Avonis be Yisrael. What does this mean? It means a number of things. First of all, we were talking about the last winter, and I mentioned it last week also, that the midah of Yishmael is Mayim, and Niyuf, adultery, immorality, and so on. It's not a Nutzara in Eretz Yisrael that there are many, many Jewish girls that are taken away by the Yishmaelim. Some, unfortunately, voluntarily go. And there are many, 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 thousands over the years that have been kidnapped by the Yishmaelim. Yirchak chok mi Yisrael, the influence of the Yishmaelim as far as Jews and our observance of chok, of halacha, of law, and v'tarba avarnis b'Yisrael. Once we learned last year that the inyan of Yishmael is Mitzrayim, the Shurish is Mitzrayim. As you recall, that's why Hagar went back to Mitzrayim. That inyan of Mitzrayim, of course, is Ervas Haaretz, the impurity, the filth of Yishmael originates in Mitzrayim, which is Ervas Haaretz. And therefore, when we spoke then about the Mayim Hazdeidonim, the evil waters that are flooding the world, and as I mentioned last week, Shabbos, we were talking about Hasam Chol Gvul Layam, to be able that we have a bracha to be like the sand of the shore, to be able to somehow withstand the flood of the filth of the Mayim Hazdeidonim at the end of time. This Mayim is the Midah of Yishmael. Now, that doesn't mean it's only the Yishmaelim, who are also Mefur Samim, who are famous for the filth, for the Niyuf, in their private lives, in their personal lives. And as somebody mentioned to me last week, the statistics show that the highest usage of the internet for pornography is in Arab countries. In Arab countries, the highest in the world is in Arab countries. That whole that flood of the Mayim Hazeidonim, of the Mayim Haroim that began in Mitzrayim and is now flooding the world, has an influence and impact over us and the entire world. Then, Shni Talas Ketzemer. Shni Talas Ketzemer. My wife is here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my wife has helped me a little bit also with this on the computer. We're trying to figure out Shnitalas Ketzemer. So you know Shnitalas, there's some degree of debate about it. There's Machlokes, Rambam, and other Rishonim, exactly what is Shnitalas, the material of the Mishkan and the Big Day Kahuna and so on. Whether it had something from the worm or not, because there's a problem. The worm is Tameh, so was there such thing as a worm that's not Tameh? This is an interesting discussion. We're talking about some sort of fine material that has the red dye of the Shnitalas. Whether it's a worm or it's not a worm, that's a debate. But it's a very fine material, that is dyed with this color and was used, of course, in, not only in the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, but was very commonly used in the ancient world as an expensive, a very expensive material. So Rabbi Shmuel said that at the end of time, that somehow through Yishmael, Shnitolas Kitzemer, that those two materials will somehow be of the same worth or value. Shnitolas, or will be equal to Kitzemer. There's some sort of an equation between Shni, Talas, Kitzemer. So let's try to understand what does that mean. On a simple level, it might mean that exactly what the Navi Yeshaya foretold would be at the end of time. It's connected to the last piece of Rabbi Yishmael, what he said. The Navi says in Parakeh of Yeshaya, Hoy ha'omim l'ra toiv, v'la toiv ra. Hoy, oy, for those who are going to be at the end of time, ha'omim l'ra toiv, all that is evil, they're going to define as tov, as good. V'la toiv ra. And whatever is good is going to be defined as bad, as evil. There'll be even a hafechu in the world. This is the sheker. Now the Jews have become, the Jews are now being described as Nazis. And the Palestinians, they have Rachmanisan like Jews. Like the Jews by the Nazis. This is now the Venahafechu that's hard to believe. But this is the Venahafechu that's now popular in the world. So the equation or that comparison that somehow Shnitalas and Tzemer are going to be equated at the end of time. It means on one level, Ha'omim l'ra toiv la toiv ra, somim choshech la'or. The Yishmaelim take choshech, darkness, and they make it into light. Ki'ilu, that's light. V'or la'choshech. And the light, they turn into darkness. Somim mar l'masok, that which is bitter, they say is sweet. Umasok l'mar, and that which is sweet, they make bitter. Chachamim be'inehem, in their own eyes, they're big chachamim. Neged p'neihem nevoinim. That's what they think of themselves, that's how they look of themselves in their own eyes. Now the reason that this perhaps is the meaning of Shni Tolas Ketzemer, that in the ancient world, all that is good, all that is fine, Shni Tolas, was a symbol of pureness and goodness. That material was seen as spitz fineness, absolute, beautiful, something which is good, fine, pure, and refined, and delicate. The tzemer is the raw wool coming from the behemoth. At the end of time, Rabbi Yishmael says that the Yishmaelim are going to affect the world in such a way, infect the world in such a way, that will be Shnitolas Kitzemer. It will no longer be clear what is good and what is bad. What is humanity? What is the what are the finer qualities of a human being? And what is a behemoth? What's an animal? What's a behemoth? This v'nahafechu at the end of time, that people will no longer be able to make a distinction between Shni Tolas, a Jew, and Tzemer. Not to make the distinction between Shni Tolas. These Jews that are the Jews that are being killed, that these are the finest people in the world, the most delicate, refined people on earth, and the murderers are behemoths. But in the eyes of the world, the murder that just took place, Erev Shabbos and Chevron, is justifiable because the father and the son who are going for Shabbos Kala are occupiers. And they are as guilty as any Jew in the world. Therefore, Jews anywhere in the world can be killed. Shnitolas Kitzemer. Look on the page that you have in front of you on the bottom. That's from the Mesil Shasham. I'm assuming that all of you know this from the time that you were learning Torah. It's a very famous moshel of the Ramchal. He talks about two types of mistakes. Vatos hasheni, v'koshem harishim, hu shemater riyosam ad shiroyim hara kilu mamish toiv. Vatoiv ki ilu ra. When a person is in a dark place, so first of all, there's a problem not being able to see. That's one mistake that you make, just you don't see. But there's a second problem. There's a second mistake. The first, you don't see. You trip, you fall, you knock into things. You don't see. It's pitch dark. But the second thing is more dangerous. The second toes is Koshem Nairishim, is that you see things in the darkness and it looks like something, but it's not. It's something else. It looks like it's something to you, but that's not what it is. But Koshem Nairishim, who? Shemat Riyosim Acheroyim Harak Ilu Mamish Taif. The Ramchal says there's such a mistake that a human being can make in his demyonis, in his sheke, in his life, that he's not being careful. This is in Paragimel, which is about Zahirus, which is what we're learning in the Mesil Sham Chabur. A little bit, we're going to get there, Mishem, it's a little further ahead. That when you live in a dark life, it's not just that you bump into things and you stumble. What's more dangerous is that you think, you look at the pillar in the room and you think it's a person. But you look at there's a person standing there and you think that it's an omen, it's a pillar. Shemata riyosam atshiroyim hara ki'ilu hu mamish toiv. Va'ha toiv ki'ilu ra. This is the distortion that Rabbi Yishmael is talking about of the Yishmaelim at the end of time, who live b'choshek b'tzalmavis, that what is good is bad, what is bad is good. U'mitoch kach mischazkim u'machzikim ma'aseim haroyim. Because they're convinced. In their darkness, they're convinced that this is the reality. In their mistaken picture of reality, they're convinced. Now that combination of religious fanaticism with a middle age way of looking at life, at the world, has made for the most violent, explosive formula in all of history. The mistake and the conviction of the mistake, which is the religion that fuels the mistakes, it's fueled by religious fanaticism and conviction. That is only, that means, mitokach mischaskim, they become stronger, umachzikim maaseim haroyim. We're not talking about the tshuva over here. We're talking about having a conversation or a debate to try to talk some sense. That's why the West and the President of America, and there are many, many people in the government think that we could talk to them. They make chizik of Obama. They make chizik of America in the Arab newspapers, and when they get up and talk in Arabic, all they're doing is making fun of the West. They have no havamina in Iran. They have a havamina that they're going to use this to provide electricity for poor people or something. That's what the nuclear... They know exactly what they're doing. And they come there, and they talk, and all the American diplomats come, and they come from England, and they meet, and they get together in Vienna, of all places. They get together over there, and the Western world says, you guys are going to be good about this? Is that right? I say, no. What, did we ever... You ever see anything that we ever did that wasn't nice to anybody? Why would you think we would make problems? So we'll check up on you every now and then. It'll be okay. And then, you know, after 10 years, you're on your own. Okay? You're on your own after 10 years. Like 15 years. Between 10 and 15, it's 10 years, badness. And the Western world says, sounds like it's a good deal. It's a good deal. They laugh. They make chizik of all the Westerners. When they talk to each other, they make fun of everybody. And we and you think that you get together with them, you have conversations, and you sit them down at the table because you put them with a glass of water, and if they're not sitting in the stable with the horses, and you put them on a regular table, so then you think that they're talking and that they're saying something that you could trust, that you could rely upon. You're only mechazik this. You're mechazik in them. Anything that we have with them, any conversations with them, any time you try to negotiate with them, it's mechazik them. Any time that we sat with them, whether it's necessary or other people in the world sat with them, whatever happened from Oslo, what happened with everything, any time you sit and you try to make a treaty, you try to make something together with them, it's mechazik the darkness. It doesn't bring light. Americans think that we're helping, we're going to educate them. Any time that we reach out to them, America reaches out to them to try to talk to them and to try to discuss and to make a bris, it's mechazik the darkness. They become stronger. They become more violent. Kach mischazkim umachzikim maaseim haroim ki ein dai shechaserim mehem riyas ha'emes. Not only do the Rishoyim not see the truth, lirois haroah asher neged pneihem, to see clearly the ra, the danger, the evil before them. El shenir lahem limtzei ra'ayos gedolos v'nisyonos mechichim l'svaroseim haroah, so they're saying makayzvus. They use the mistake. What they're mistaking in the darkness, they use all of those things. They take their mistakes and they make it dafka to prove their point, to bring rayas, to bring proofs for their sheker. The Ramchal says, Zoyisi haro ha-gedoyla. This is the greatest evil. What are you supposed to do about this? Hamalafaftim that surrounds them, umviyasim al-be'er shachas, that brings them to the be'er shachas, that brings them to down to the be'er shachas. The Rishoyim, anything that you give them Musa to try to tell them, to try to talk to them, it makes their ears thicker and their hearts heavier. The Ramchal says, because they're under the influence of Choshech. They live in those mistakes, and they're convinced that in the truth of that of their mistakes, and therefore anything that you try to do, it makes it stronger and stronger and stronger. The sheker is stronger. So this is exactly what's happening at the end of time that Rabbi Shmuel was talking about. Shnitolas kitzemer. On another level, it means this. Shnitolas is very delicate, as I said before. It's weak, it's delicate. And tzemer is coarse, it's strong. On the other hand, tzemer, of course, wool, that unprocessed wool, is cheap. And shnitalas is very expensive. So maybe it also means that the Yishmaelim make a lot of noise, and they're terrorizing the entire world. As we learned last winter, the koach, mi yichya mi sumokel, the koach of Yishmael at the end of time, the power, the energy, the fierceness, the violence, the fear that they hold over the entire world is powerful, and that's like the tzemer, like the wool, that's raw, coarse, and unrefined. But at the same time, it's kishnitolas. In other words, the etzem, the pnimius of the Yishmaelim, is worthless. It's empty. It's nothing. So their diplomats, on the one hand, try to present themselves as being shnitolas. They try to present themselves as being civilized people, shnitolas, edel, gentle, fine people, educated people. Abbas went to study in Chutz Laaretz, you understand? All of the main knackers, Arafat didn't go to UCLA, but some of the main rotschim are educated in the West, and now you have that come from the West that were brought up in England and in other such places, and present themselves kishnitalas. Shnitalas ketzamer. Ketzamer means they might appear, they try to look civilized, but it's ketzamer. It's unrefined, empty. V'yikomel hanir v'hakulmus. Let's try to do one more. Paper and pen will become worthless. Will wither up and spoil. Will be worth nothing. At the end of time, the paper and the pen of the Yishmaelim will be worthless. I don't think that needs any perish. The simple pshat in that is that there's absolutely no value to their signatures on any treaties, on any bris. They have no qualms at all of signing a ceasefire and a half hour later violating it. They have no qualms at all about signing any paper the Americans put in front of them, or the British or the French, and they take pictures and they smile and they'll sign any paper that you put in front of them. No nuclear weapons, no development of anything, absolutely nothing, no dangerous stuff, this is all harmless stuff, and everybody's taking pictures and they're writing up the newspaper, and all the Americans are waiting online to be able to get an autograph from these people, and their autograph is nishgunish vet. Their signature, their papers are worth nothing. Bechlal, at the end of time, paper and pen have become worthless. On a larger scale, paper and pen don't mean anything anymore at all. We're living in the time when everything is digitalized and nothing that's written has any endurance. It doesn't last. It doesn't mean anything. It has no keem. It has no hemshech. The Yishmaelim are people who have brought to the world this complete and absolute worthlessness. People who are able to sign something, and a minute later they're able to say and to smile, and lo hayu dvar ma'alim. I know what you're talking about. And you can show what we signed. Now we say Western Zionist conspiracy. And then they just say they're Lashonis, but they always use different things like that. They say different things. And that's it. And it's the end. It's the end of the treaty. It's the end of the agreement. Kulmus v'niyar. Kulmus v'niyar. The union of the of what's happened to the economy is really a separate discussion. We'll get to what does it mean, v'yifsal selam alchus, that the currency will be brought down. The currency of the world will be destroyed by the Yishmaelim. And the influence or the power that the Yishmaelim have had that has come as a result of the Hashgacha Pratis, that they have access to vast amounts of wealth through their oil and so on, and how that has affected the world economy, and how the Western world has to be kareya mishtachave because of the money, because of the oil that the Arab countries have. That's a long discussion. What's more interesting is the good things that seem to be happening. Yivnu ha'orim ha'charavas, they're going to build up places that are destroyed. They're going to pave roads and work in the gardens and the orchards. And they're going to fix the walls of the old city, of the Beis HaMikdash, of the old city. And they're going to build Binyan Behechal. Binyan Behechal. On a very simple level, it means that Jews have been depending upon Arabs. In the Holy Land, we've been depending upon Arabs because Jews prefer to work with paper and pen and computers. And Jews have been depending upon Arabs a lot of the construction that has taken place over the years in Eretz Yisrael. The construction that has taken place is with Arab workers. The farms are owned by Jews. The land might be owned by Jews, but the workers are Arab. Many of the workers, the majority of workers, with the exception of course, Jewish yeshuvim and so on, and even in those places, many of the workers are Arabs. We have a lot of tzaros, a lot of akmas nefesh now. It's come out with a lot of these things. But the roads that are being paved, the work that's being done in Eretz Yisrael, much of it is because of Jews who are hired or employed by Arabs. And because of this, there are many problems, but the biggest problem of all is we don't know how to be able to sustain the economy. If we would remove all of these potentially dangerous people from our midst, we're left with, what are we going to do? We're going to take the guys out from Ponovich and Mir? And what are we going to do? With the... Yeah, well, we're going to have to do something about it, because we can't depend upon the Arabs, who are, it's not just a matter of whether they're dependable for the work that they do, but they're dangerous to have around. So some of the yeshivas and some of the institutions have already removed them. It's a big problem, but they're all over as far as workers are concerned. farmers and workers, and of course building the old city. And they're going to build a binyan beheichal. They're going to build a building on the Har HaBayis. Rabbi Shmuel said, long before there was ever an Alak Samas, even though, of course, Alak Samas was built by Adam Chava, but according to other estimates, it was built much later. And Rabbi Shmuel said that they're going to build a building in the Heichal. The end of the piece, we don't have time to go through all of it, but the end of the piece, I don't know, we don't know yet who these brothers are, these two brothers. I was just saying about the Muslim Brotherhood, no, but the two brothers, we don't know. That might be something that we're yet going to see who these brothers are. We don't know yet. But as far as the end, that there's going to be, Rabbi Shmuel said, he added at the end, that there are going to be three wars, and there's going to be tremendous confusion in the world. What he is saying, which is found in other places in Chazal, is that at the end, the Bnei Edom, the Western world, the European and American, the Western world, the Bnei Esav, will no longer be able to tolerate Yishmael, and there's going to be a huge war between Yishmael and Esav. That's the end. There'll be a huge war between Yishmael and Esav. This war is going to reach the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to stop. Mashiach is going to come rushing from Rome to Eretz Yisrael. The war will end, and our enemies will be destroyed. And that's the end of what Rabbi Shmuel says. Umisham ben David Yitzmach v'yir ba'avdan shel elav elam misham yovel Eretz Yisrael shenema mizeh ba mi Edom chamutz begadim ibatzra Edom and Batzra. Edom is Rome, Batzra is from Iraq, from Iran. Zeh hodur b'levusha tzoa b'rov kochal. Mashiach will come with all of his strength, with all of his strength and all of his beauty. Ani medaber, Hashem says, I have spoken b'tzdaka, with righteousness. Rav lo shia, and the salvation is going to be great. We should be zeichet to see it.
Amen.
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 That there's hundreds of Yeshiva bachurim going out and doing construction, and there's 20,000 Chinese workers that are coming in order to take over construction permits.
Chinese are pretty good there.
The Chinese are okay. But we also brought a million Shemites. And they're crying. What's going on in Tel Aviv?
The Russians.
The whole Tel Aviv is being ruined because of the Africans that were brought in.
If you bring Chinese, it's a hell of a song.